Or okay. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
We're on with Kevin being wrong about Superman.
Not wrong, just ignorant. Jeez.
Yes, you guys all know.
You said that Batman was better than Superman.
That's
so.
True. Batman is better than Superman.
That is true fact.
So.
But he should know about the Phantom Zone.
If they switched jurisdictions for a week, Gotham would be crime-free and Batman would be dead.
We're not saying
yes, but
more
Superman's
powerful.
Just
we're
more
saying
boring.
Better. Better at what? Us loving him.
Yeah, he's so lovable.
I
yes,
only
Batman
like
is more lovable.
I only like two Superman stories. I like
the one where he's
Batman
a dick to Jimmy Olsen.
I like the one where he turns into a where the one where he's raised by Russian communists.
That's one of
yes,
them. Red Sun.
Red Sun.
And then the other one is All-Star Superman.
I hate it.
All-Star. What All-Star Superman 3? Anyway,
I
we should
your recommendation and.
That
I
is the best
the
Superman comic there is.
Like, the first episode, the first comic hooked me, and from there I did not like it.
Oh. Although, to be fair, I was a pretty big fan of The Dark Knight Returns, but I'm really more of an indie comics kind of guy. And Vertigo. I love Vertigo.
Vertigo is owned by DC.
Yes.
And is now part of the main DC universe. It's not the
right.
same thing anymore.
That's not quite as good.
Anyway, this is completely off topic.
Yeah, we should be talking about Wonder Woman and how great she is in the New 52.
Mm.
Is she?
I dropped her book.
Her name is Diana.
It is.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But
so good.
What makes her awesome?
In the New 52, it's very Greek mythology based because she is the daughter of Zeus, and basically Zeus has gone missing or died, so it is all of her children, all of his children, kind of scrambling for the throne.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of cool.
No, I thought Wonder Woman was great because of that show that you watched.
Oh god, the Wonder Woman pilot from, like, 2008.
Oh.
That was
yeah, no,
the
was,
worst shit I've ever
I seen. I was really hoping for, like, I was kind of surprised they gave Barbara Gordon the ability to walk again.
They wanted her to be Batgirl again.
I know, but I really liked her more as Oracle.
It'll probably happen eventually.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Barbara Gordon is not in the wheelchair anymore.
Okay, in the New 52, or?
Yeah,
she's back on her feet again.
Yet.
Oh. Well, what happened, like, a while ago.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
at the start of the New 52.
They decided that it was retconned that instead of being permanently disabled, she went through years of physical therapy and stuff. Like, she still has all of her crime net contacts and stuff like that she had as Oracle, but, you know. I don't know, I liked Gotham City Sirens.
Well, they introduced a spoiler recently. They could probably make her Batgirl again eventually.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
But, didn't she die?
Who? Spoiler?
In Teen Titans.
Oh, no, this is more recent.
Okay.
Anyway.
If you have not seen the pilot for the live-action Wonder Woman TV show, do yourself a favor. Watch yourself, and then watch it, and then kill yourself. Like, that's...
Oh. Or you could save time and just kill yourself.
I could
watch
talk
the old
for
Wonder
hours about the Wonder Woman pilot.
The old Wonder Woman.
How bad it is.
Talk about that.
Then have I got a dude to introduce to you?
She has three identities.
What?
Three.
Isn't like, one where she just hangs out in her apartment?
You got Wonder Woman.
Her cat watches TV.
Yes. You got Wonder Woman. You got the Princess Diana. And then you got her civilian human identity.
No. She is Diana Themyscira, the CEO of Themyscira Industries, million-dollar company that makes Wonder Woman merchandise.
What?
What the fuck?
She
okay,
is
like in the comics she works for the government or something.
Publicly Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So it's like Batman without a secret identity. So, it is known that Wonder Woman is CEO of a company that makes Wonder Woman merch.
Okay.
She also gratuitously flouts the law. Like, she straight up murders people and refuses to hand suspects over to the police. Huh. In her public identity.
Well, Wonder Woman has murdered people before.
Yeah.
But
she's not a fucking CEO.
Yeah.
Who makes Wonder Woman merchandise.
Oh,
and then has a third identity, Diana Price,
Oh, that's the other one I was thinking.
That is her secret identity that does nothing but sit in her sad apartment and watch old movies and pet her cat.
How could people not know that that person is not the same person as CEO?
Like, well, she puts glasses on.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Superman.
Yeah. Fucking, are you fucking serious?
If Clark Kent was also Bruce Wayne.
You guys are serious.
This is a show.
This is a show.
This is a
true show that is happening.
Well, no, it's not. They put out a pilot and it was fucking terrible.
Oh, okay.
And nobody picked it up.
Yeah, I can imagine it being terrible. Oh, speaking of fucking terrible, Arkham Origins is on sale for $7.50 if you want to pick it up.
I bought it for
that is still $7.50 too much.
I've not played it, but I own it.
It is the bastard child of the Arkham series.
I know, because it's not made by Rockstar.
Which is why Arkham Knight is going to be great.
Yeah,
and
it should be. It's made by the right
sports
people.
Sports, go sports. Sports are number one.
Huh. What were we talking about?
There's an indie game. An early access indie game on Steam available right now. That is $40.
And that would be...
I paid $35 for Prison Architect when it started.
But early access.
It was early access.
We're on with episode 11 of Lost in Nightingale.
People want to hear what we just talked about.
We really should consider doing that roundtable podcast. I think that people would be reasonably interested in what we have to say off the mic. So anyway,
I would do five episodes about the Wonder Woman pilot.
Okay.
Does that mean we have to watch it?
I thought we were getting back on track.
Yes, you do. It's incredible. Every part of it is incredible.
And incredible in a terrible way.
Right. So anyway,
like the other CEO of the company being like, dude, like she's trying to like, you know, prove that it's like a drug dealer or some shit.
Oh, yes. She holds a press conference and publicly accuses the CEO of another company of making a drug that's poisoning children. Then says in her press conference, I have no proof. But I'm coming after you anyway.
Yeah. Huh. That's how you do it in the law.
And there are no consequences. She does.
Libel?
Well, isn't she, like, fucking someone on the police force?
There is. I mean,
Steve Trevor? Somehow a cop? Now?
Isn't that basically what Cora does?
Yeah, but Cora's not a fucking government official.
Yeah, she's the avatar. She can do whatever.
Also, it's not in, like, modern times.
But it's incredible. You should watch the Wonder Woman pilot. If they put it out as a series, I would watch every single one. It is so terrible.
Okay. So anyway, okay. Last time on Changeling the Lost...
Right,
Lost
we're
Nightingale.
On with episode 11 of Lost in Nightingale.
Third time.
Talk more about Wonder Woman.
We'll just fucking do a live viewing of the Wonder Woman pilot.
Oh, God. Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
So, previously...
A lot
you
of
folks found out that someone has stolen Samantha's body. Alternatively, the only notion that Dave can conceive.
She could have turned into a zombie.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it literally
could have
never occurred that someone can move a body.
That was hilarious.
When Ava and Hixton investigated, you found security footage of an extremely fast-moving blur that seems to be a heavily bandaged woman who stole Samantha's body out of the morgue.
Which is a little creepy.
Yeah.
You're a little creepy.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think that was complimentary.
But it was.
You also discovered... that one of Will's Fetch's old students from the Ghost Club was trying to contact him. You eventually tracked down a 20-something kid named Bryce, who you brought back to your home and eventually learned that he is the secret identity of Jackrabbit.
You can't tell anyone, but I can tell whoever I want.
Well, you still don't know his name, per se.
Bryce McHenry.
Yes. So, you also finally started listening to the Jackrabbit podcast.
Oh, yes. You were very happy about that.
Sorry.
Well, I wrote them all up, you know. Gotta put them at some point. And people on the website have all sorts of theories about what different passages are referring to.
Oh, I also want to talk about something like that. About how I accidentally broke my contract by lying. I'm going to say I didn't lie. Because
yeah,
I didn't want to lie or attempt to lie.
No. Yes, I agree that your deception was not your intent, and therefore you did not break the
contract. And it seems like it's intended deception.
Yeah.
Like, it's not technicality deception. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's just stupid, so he didn't.
Yeah.
Just indifferent to people. But I will say, I'm trying very hard to not get into the business of confirming or denying people's theories on the Jackrabbit podcast, although I will say that many of the guesses are right. Frequently things have been right for the wrong reasons, or not actually what they're referring to. But
so things are right and things are not right?
Yes, there are also things that are not right. For instance, your guy's theory that pans are based off Pan's Labyrinth, not correct.
I would have thought, like, Peter Pan and whatnot. But,
you would be correct.
Oh, okay.
Peter Pan and the Lost Boys.
Ah, yes, the Lost Boys. That makes sense.
They're my favorite biker gang.
Oh, I just thought it was because we all play pan flutes.
Yes.
Yes, obviously. That's the commonality between us.
Yep. Every single one of us pan flutes.
Okay, well, new goal. We start a club.
And we all play pan flutes?
Yeah, it's a pan flute playing club, so yeah.
Pan flute club.
Okay. Did I miss anything from last time?
No, you pretty much covered it.
Oh, we tried. The date for the party. We attempted to summon the burned.
Oh, yes. You learned about that banished woman who is basically an old Nightingale folktale of the burned bride, and you attempted.
And then you asked your resident teenager.
Yes. You attempted to summon her to seemingly no effect. You also, there is a date for the party, and Kevin has another creepy appointment. Because that's all he does for this mysterious electrical job where he is supposed to meet someone at night in a substation.
That's not at all shady.
Yay!
Not
and you're
at
right,
all
it's not.
Nothing shady about it. Ooh, I want candy.
And actually, that's this evening, and it is now afternoon, I think. And, yeah. Bryce Jackrabbit has just left.
That was unexpected, but not unpleasant.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts to myself. That is what Bill McKinley thinks to himself. Sorry, Will McKinley. Ugh, Bill McKinley's dead.
Ow.
Dead forever. My favorite thing about you guys is all the initiative you show.
Dude, that's all we show. Like, remember that time we really took the reins and did that thing?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because I'm sure all of our listeners remember.
All the things.
So were you pausing for them to chime in? Because that's not how podcasts work.
Guys, please read your letters.
Which one of these is La Hacienda?
We do not have a call-in program.
And we don't have, like, a big spinny thing full of letters.
In fact, no one has sent me a letter, a physical letter, ever. Probably.
Is it because they don't have your address?
Yes, that might be the reason.
And you don't want to give
them... Yeah, you should probably not tell people.
...your address, because they'll be all creepy at you. No offense to you listeners, but...
How many dick pics do you want?
We have come by at Games and Gizmos, where we were doing our vampire game for a while.
Ah. And you had to be like, no, shoo.
No, I mean, we told them where it was so they could come listen.
Oh, okay. As long as they don't trust
you. But we said don't interrupt.
Yes. Please don't murder us while we're doing it.
That would be interrupting.
Do it after.
Actually, murdering people is interrupting.
Yeah.
Not only is it interrupting, it's rude.
Someone actually came by and gave me a first edition box set of Gamma World.
Oh, yeah!
Which is cool, but I don't know when I would ever run that.
Got it, just post-apocalyptic D&D, man.
Hmm.
Oh, now I'm remembering Patches.
O'Houlihan?
Yes, Patches O'Houlihan. What are you guys doing? So, as I recall, Ava and Hixton haven't done anything since the investigation and then the failed attempt to summon the Burnt Bride.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to work at some point.
Yeah. Have a real job.
Yeah.
But those were losers.
Oh, yes. You also have heard that Kat Turner is dead.
Mm.
That her charred body has turned up in the morgue.
And I got an envelope from Arthur.
Oh, yes, in the event of his death.
Mm-hmm.
It just has a key to a safety deposit box, where apparently further instructions wait.
Okay.
So were you guys going to do anything before Kevin's second creepy meeting?
I need to set up
more. Don't know.
I see no reason why I shouldn't set up more of these.
I was not introduced to this scenario, so no, not right this second.
Yes, they specifically did not invite you to summon the Burnt Bride because you're a cat murderer.
Yeah,
they adopted a cat.
This is apparently a bad thing.
Well, murdering Bryce cats. Seemed very concerned about you guys adopting a cat from the King of Cats.
This cat has been nice to me.
I appreciate the fact that I was right.
Except you don't know that firsthand.
I was most definitely right, but I don't know that.
That guy is pretty crazy.
I, the character, was right.
That guy is pretty crazy, so I wouldn't, you know.
Trust him more than I trust you guys.
Well, sorry, not every one of us murders cats.
She has a point.
Yeah, I didn't murder any cats. My character's an asshole, and he didn't murder any cats.
Do you plan on murdering any cats?
Not anytime soon.
So that's a no on nothing before Kevin's second creep.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to go to work, but that's probably after Kevin's creepy meeting.
I tried the one thing I knew what to do, and it didn't work. Ooh, I could try to call Hans and tell him, hey, dude, no luck on contacting the lady.
The Burned Bride? Report back.
I guess I could do that.
You telling him anything else?
No, not really. That's pretty okay. much it.
He doesn't pick up. You call. You leave a message on failure.
Yeah, it's probably good enough.
Okay. Later that evening. How are you getting there, Will?
How far away is it?
From your apartment? Like, maybe 2 miles. It's kind of on the outskirts of town.
I guess I'm walking.
I don't know, how's public transport?
It's America, so pretty bad.
Okay, public transport here isn't too bad.
Okay. Yeah, you walk to the outskirts of town, and there is an old fenced-in, basically, power substation. There's some dim lights inside.
Okay. I guess I'll head in.
Okay. Yeah, the fence, you find there's a chain sort of draped around the door, but it's not actually securing the place.
I'll try rattling the chains first.
Someone calls out. Yeah?
Hello, this is, Will. I'm supposed to meet with someone here about an electrician thing?
A man carrying an electric lantern steps out into the main opening between a couple humming electrical boxes. Probably in his 30s, you would suspect. Very broad in the shoulder, barrel-chested. He's got a great head of swept back hair. And he's got a decent bit of muscle on him. There's something unnerving about his stare, though. He's stepping forward slowly, approaching you. Yeah, you're here to talk to me.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Wonderful. So shall I come in?
Yeah, come on in. Shut the door behind you.
Okay, I do just that.
He turns and walks back to a little concrete building, like the size of a large closet. And he walks inside.
And then he rapes you.
No. No.
The rape is bad.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll follow him in.
Okay. You can see he's got basically a bedroll, his little electric lantern, and an old laptop sitting there, and some tins of food. It looks like he is, you would suspect, a homeless guy squatting here or something.
Huh.
He turns and reaches out his hand to shake. R.J. McReady.
You're so greedy.
I was going to say McGreedy? I'm not saying it that loud. McReady, okay.
No, McCready.
McCready, okay, got it. That's better. I will shake his hand. Pleased to meet you, So, your ad was somewhat vague about exactly what this job entailed.
I suppose I was. Can't be too careful, you know, in this post-9/11 world.
Yes, yes, I hear that the power grid is quite vulnerable to terrorist attacks.
You'd be correct. That's why I've been contracted out by the government to renovate this whole substation. But I can't do it alone.
Well, yeah, that would be quite a job, and certainly you would not be able to doing it by yourself, be up to any OSHA standard of safety.
Yeah, that's the thing. We kind of don't want to bring OSHA into this. This is a pure cash under the table job.
Oh, I see. Okay, because, I mean, my major concern is that, as you might be aware, electricity is quite dangerous.
What?
So, safety is always very important. It's always number one.
When has anyone said electricity is dangerous?
I agree, safety is number one, but you know how the government is with all that red tape.
Yes, yes, they have too much.
Yep, too much red tape. So you said you had some sort of electrical experience?
Ah, yes. Indeed, for a good while I was a high school physics teacher, so certainly the math and whatnot behind the physics is very well known to me. On top of that, I have also long had a hobby of making all sorts of little electrical devices. I've become quite skilled with it.
So no experience at all.
How's your chemistry?
Chemistry, not as good.
Okay. And you have no problems with my conditions of keeping this one off the books?
I have no problems whatsoever.
Oh, God.
Nothing bad will go.
As long as I get paid, I, one, won't tell anyone, and two, won't complain.
Good. How does $100 a day sound?
Sounds quite nice.
Good. I'll start writing up schematics for you.
Excellent. I know how to read those. I probably actually do.
Maybe. Well, we'll find out.
No, I do have craft electronics.
Like, maybe be a little higher than crafting.
No, that's the only thing it would
It
be
depends how many points he has in it, really.
I have 3 points in crafts with a specialty in electronics. And yeah, there's probably intelligence in there. Yeah,
you definitely know how to read schematics, yes.
Yeah. So I'd be rolling 7 dice if it was intelligence. Yeah.
Okay. Come back tomorrow, same time.
I will be here.
Good. He shakes your hand again.
I will shake his. I will shake it firmly, because I'm feeling good. Yeah.
You shake it quite firmly. His grip is manly, shall we say.
Okay.
The solid handshake.
Good, good. Like a nice solid handshake. You know, you can respect a good solid handshake.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
Indeed. I bid you good night.
Good night.
And I will walk away at a slightly accelerated pace. Not so much that it's too noticeable.
Okay. You power walk out of there.
Yes, I do the whole power walk.
Are you some old lady in the mall before it opens?
Your speed, Bill Nye the Science Guy, as Speedwalker.
Oh, now I'm picturing him in that suit that Hal wore with the speed walking. Did none of you watch Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
You all suck.
I've watched it. I don't know which, with the suit that he has.
Yeah, like with the spandex suit and like the weird helmet.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm aware of this thing.
I'm a stone cutter.
I'm a stone cutter.
Okay. So, you walk briskly away.
Okay.
Anyone else have plans for that evening?
Not really. I think my evening was spent listening to the podcast, right?
Well,
did we establish that one?
There were only a couple minutes each, but
if
there's something else,
I assumed I spent like a good hour or so listening to them a few times in order to transcribe everything. Yeah.
Okay.
But wasn't that finished before we went and talked?
I don't know. I guess so. Wasn't even thinking about it. Point is, I'm not really doing anything important.
Okay.
Just wanted to confirm to the world that I'm not doing anything important.
Yeah.
Basically just sitting on my thumb. Zzz.
Hickston, just spending the rest of the night in your hotel in your private rooms.
Yes. I tried the one thing I knew what to do. It didn't work. I have no idea where to go from there.
Okay. What time do you go to sleep?
9 o'clock. Let's go 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Not a young man like he used to be.
You awaken to the sound of a rasping whisper in your ear. Wakey, wakey.
Okay.
That's a little creepy.
Can I activate my pee pants mode?
You can.
Yes.
Your eyes open and as your body starts to jolt awake. The first thing you notice is a blade resting up against your throat.
Please be gentle.
And you see one eye looking down at you, surrounded by inflamed red skin, but most of the rest of the face is covered with dirty wrapped bandages. A few patches of chestnut hair poking out from underneath.
Is it a male or female?
Female.
Okay.
Who is basically astride you on the bed with a knife to your throat.
Ooh, sexy.
Some of that's okay.
I was gonna say, kinda hot.
Yeah, the whole burned, charred body thing.
A little less sexy.
Yeah.
Not as sexy.
Can I help you?
You called me.
Oh yeah. I thought you may have picked up a little faster. You're getting back to me pretty late. I was asleep, as you could tell, because you woke me up. So did you steal my dear good friend's body by any chance? Or acquaintance, or person I hated, or hated me? It was a snake lady. Did you steal a body recently?
And if I did?
I just want to know who did it.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know why he did it?
Do I know why I did it?
It could have just been some compulsive thing that you had no control over, like touching every doorknob in the place. Stealing dead bodies, touching doorknobs.
These are the same.
And why do you care?
You're going to get your throat cut, boss.
I don't actually, but people I know do. And they want... And I was asked to look into it. Wait, who? Who wants to know?
Yes.
There's a guy with the same name as the president. There's the creepy old steely pervert man. There was a snake lady. She probably wants to know, but she's dead. And there's a young girl. And, this fancy lady with a bodyguard.
I think you forgot to mention Hans.
Did I? I don't think I did, because I'm not going to.
What the fuck are you talking about? Barack Obama wants to know what happened to this snake lady.
When the fuck did I talk about Barack Obama? What? No, a dead president. Dead.
Not acting.
One of the boring ones, too. He's not even on any money.
William McKinley?
Yes! How did you get... That's like a... Like, I would have game with James K. Polk if, like, I had to, like, pull one out of my hat.
What? He
but...
was the Napoleon of the Stump.
The Dark Horse. Anyway. Yeah, William McKinley. He was actual friends with the snake lady. He probably cares somewhat.
What does somewhat mean? Is he gonna keep looking?
That I don't know. There, I bet my somewhat that he cares more than I do. Cause I care zero amounts of shits.
Here's the deal. Okay. There is no burned bride.
Okay, I don't see you. Got it.
Some sick fuck stole that body to get the rocks off.
Yeah, you are pretty sick, yeah.
You know I can cut you, right? That's an option still.
I've grown to be okay with that. Okay, got it.
You made
some random pervert.
Thing up.
Yeah.
Because you're desperate for attention.
Okay, that's true. There are other people that know, not just me. So.
Who?
Well, all the people that I mentioned. People that work at the hospital. Yeah.
The hospital does not concern me.
Okay, well then the people I told you about.
Well, you're going to convince them that it's not true.
Well, they don't believe me anyway, so we're already good.
Okay then. Now go back to sleep, sweetie. All bad okay. Dream.
Okay, Chica. Night.
she climbs off of you.
Okay.
And just delicately sashays barefoot across your floor, swishing her hips as she goes. Okay. Looks back and shuts the door. And she's gone.
That was the most erotic thing I've ever been part of.
And you're in bed. It's damp.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah, it happens.
With his pee, or?
Yeah, probably.
He said he pissed his pants.
Okay. I
took him at face value.
He would have pissed his pants. Okay, well, let's change those sheets. And I'll go to bed. And also my clothes. And probably
and maybe
sleep in
shower
a different
off.
Room. Yeah. Let's do some cleaning for a while.
No, I feel bad.
Well, she's probably gonna come to murder you guys. So.
If she's able to decipher all that.
It was the best I could do.
Mm-hmm. Sure it was.
I did not tell her about Hans, actively.
Noted.
Because he's your BFF?
Yeah. Why would you sell him
I guess.
Everybody else?
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, he was the first one to put him under a pact.
Mm, yeah.
That's true.
The only thing I haven't broken.
I get the feeling that it would be very, very bad for you if you did.
Yeah, I don't think it actively will. Okay, I'm going to try to clean up and then go back to bed.
Okay. You clean up and go back to bed.
Yay.
So, Nick, who gets accosted next?
Come on, more creepy rendezvous for Will.
You
go
enough.
On the internet and go to the misconnections thing on Craigslist. Start replying to all the ads.
That was me.
Yes, you were
yes,
in
I am the
white
woman with
Lexus.
The ginormous tits.
What?
Just, yep. How you do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, it's morning. No one else gets accosted that night.
Well, that's all right. Okay, so let's see. Where were we? I'm going to start getting rid of my furniture. Like, what little furniture I have and what few possessions I have, I'm going to start getting rid of them.
Okay. Just
why is that?
Putting them on the curb?
Yeah. Like, I am just straight... The random shit that I own is just getting tossed out. Like, putting it all on the curb. I'm going to just, like, start packing all my shit away.
Okay.
Okay. I imagine the people who live next door to you can hear you. Like, dragging a couch down the hallway.
Actually, no, it would probably be more like one of those breakdown IKEA futons or something like that. Like a cheap one.
Okay. So it's
just like I'm making
of
tons of trips, yeah, back and
pipes.
Forth. So on and so forth.
Maybe some bangings and goddamn fuck it.
They're gonna die today. Gonna get me.
Okay. So, Will and Clarissa can hear that loud clattering in the hallway.
I'm going to open
there?
The door and glare at him. What the fuck are you doing?
Getting rid of my shit!
Why?
Okay, so I did some thinking, right? There's a king of cats, and he can control the cats. Then what if there's a king of couches, or a king of pillows, or a king of kitchen sinks? I don't fucking know.
Oh my god, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, I yell from
the What if there's a king of underwear?
It's okay.
Stop wearing underwear?
I checked with my underwear. He's cool.
You know you sound completely fucking crazy, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware I had 7 extra fingers on my hand today.
I said sound crazy.
Okay. As long as I only sound crazy, then I feel like I'm still acting fine.
Well, you're acting kind of crazy, too.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue getting rid of my shit because I'm afraid that everyone is looking in on whatever it is I'm going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
I don't want any more trouble. And maybe if I get rid of this kind of stuff, then I won't be berated by people for defending myself against it.
What, are you gonna shoot your couch?
I don't fucking know. I'm not even sure what's alive or what's dead anymore.
Can you do it quieter? I'm trying to sleep.
Maybe. Well, I'm not going to make any promises, because I honestly don't know how quietly I can do this, but you know what? Sure. I'll try. You really might want to consider getting rid of your pillows.
No, I'm good. And I, in fact, grabbed a couple of his pillows.
Hey, it's all out on the curb. If you want it, go for it, but I'm not stepping foot inside there as long as you've got it.
Okay, you're also not going to step inside there because of my cat.
Well, that's absolutely delightful. For me, not for you. You're going to get fucked.
I don't think I am.
I think you absolutely are. But we are welcome to have our differences in opinion. Here, take it. And I just shoved the pillows into your hand. Go for it. You're done. You're good. Here.
I go back inside muttering about the crazy person.
Yeah.
Okay. You throw away all of your possessions.
I also inform Will of free furniture.
We can use a new coffee table.
Okay, you go and take your shitty IKEA coffee table.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, wait, isn't better than the one we have.
You just have a second one.
No.
Let's see. And then I'm going to head to the theater doesn't open until nighttime.
It opens at, like, noon.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to go to noon, and I really need to try and recover some of my glamour.
Yeah, I would like to do that whenever I get to my job.
Okay.
So, how do you recover glamour again?
It's going to be a role that I determine based on what you're doing. In this case, it's going to be like a noon horror movie, so it's not going to be that robust.
Hmm. I'm just going to have to try and siphon off people's fear. What day of the week is it, anyway?
I could probably look that up.
How close is it to the party?
It is... It's September 25th, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
Actually, then I'm not going to do this today because there's not going to be anybody at the theater on a Thursday.
Okay.
Sorry. Damn it. I don't know what to do then. What even can I do today?
Wait, the party's happening?
When is it happening? Saturday. I don't think I was invited.
Well, yeah, invitations haven't been sent or received yet. So
whatever.
You're gonna...
They're coming.
Gotta plan.
I'm just trying to remember if there was any other stuff like detective work that I mentioned that I was going to be doing.
So we're just giving up on stealing all of his secret gold?
Well, no. I mean, I'm going to. I thought that. Well, first off, I thought that you were not into the idea because you decided to break the pact.
No, I don't give a shit about breaking pacts or anything. I want to steal gold.
Yeah, but the thing is, breaking the pact means you no longer agree with my my plan.
Well, no.
No,
he doesn't
no.
agree to not accuse you of being a pervert. He does
yes,
still agree with
it.
Stealing gold.
I still
gold.
Agree with stealing gold.
I see.
Okay. Ava, at your modeling gig with your various hangers-on and the photographer's hangers-on, you can make an attempt to harvest some glamour. I think in this instance, probably going to be like a presence expression role, because you're trying to elicit the reactions from people. And I'm going to say it's presence expression minus one. It's not a particularly big group.
Presence three. And I'd like to use my mantle thingy power thing.
Tell me about your mantle power.
I think it lets me add my mantle dots as successes to glamour gathering. As bonus successes, yes, to a single roll.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. Which power lets you do that?
My mantle. I have the spring mantle.
Okay. Go for it. I believe you.
At least that's my understanding of how that works. So I'm
yeah,
just gonna
I'll,
add one
I'll check it later,
roll.
But you can
yeah, I'm sure
do that for
somebody.
Now.
Okay. Somebody will rules layer us.
Yeah, oh, how the fuck could you ever think
and
that?
And then I have modeling, except it's minus one, so that kind of cancels out. And then presence. I get one from that.
Okay.
And then whatever my mantle gives me, which is one. Oh, and I spent a willpower to do that, because that's what the mantle thing does.
Aw, that wasn't really a very good return on investment.
I'll take, like, you know, sleep when night comes.
No. You're talking about the blessing of spring. The character who wears the crown of spring may spend a willpower point to bestow the blessing of spring, adding her mantle rating as bonus
no,
success.
No, blessing of the green.
Oh,
it's blessing. Under mantle.
Yes, I'm looking at it. That
oh,
is
okay.
For the monarch of spring.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, the crown. Okay, I missed that. Aw, I was like, What does Spring Mantle do for me then?
It is you are standing within the organization. So because you have a high mantle is the reason why Gwen comes to you with things like that.
Okay,
you are in high standing. If you wanted to, you could probably be a good contender for Queen of Spring, if that is something you're interested in taking.
Nah.
Seems like you'd have to be the queen of all parties at that point.
Nah. But yeah, just one glamour then.
Okay. You recover one glamour. That day, everyone in the group receives an inlaid invitation on some beautiful paper that for some reason is 8 times as expensive as any paper you've ever held. You don't know by what process this paper became expensive, but it invites you to a wondrous master and slave themed soiree at the home of Arthur Swain.
Yes.
Come dressed as a slave or owner.
That's it. I'm gonna have to get a whip.
I am going to go to the motel.
Okay. You go to the motel.
we're calling it a hotel now?
Because hoes don't tell. That's what I've heard on the news anyway.
Okay.
I assume Hickston is there.
I'm assuming I'm there too.
Find Hickston at the front desk with his shitty little TV. Just where Ivan used to sit, getting fatter.
I'm not getting fat.
Got something in the mail today.
Did you
get
now?
It too?
I got
a thing. I'm gonna toss my letter onto the table.
Yeah.
So let's talk business.
That's all I talk about, Eddie.
You got a back room?
We're going to talk out here.
No, we're not.
It's not like there's ever any customers.
Not talking in any out-of-the-way rooms with you.
Well, I guess you don't get to be a part of the... I guess you don't get to be a part of the experiment.
There's no one around here.
Yeah, well, you can't guarantee that.
I'll go over and lock the door to the room they were in.
That's a little bit better.
You lock up the hotel, disappointing the masses.
Oh, yeah.
Or any of the people who are trying to investigate the claims of Pokertude or anything like that?
They can still have sex. So.
Seems like a paparazzi kind of thing.
What? Paparazzi don't give a shit about random old dudes fucking each other?
This is like News 5 investigates.
Yeah.
This is definitely local news shit.
That's fine.
And they already had their story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But what you can tell from Ivan's books, it has hurt your business significantly.
Aww.
And he was not making money to begin with. Unless you count selling slaves.
So, let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
We got this invitation. We need to case the place.
So I have had in the past decided to have gotten the plans to his house from City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just pull them out instead of already ahead of you. Or do I have to go do that? And
why don't you make me... How do you intend to get them?
Oh, I'm going to pretend that they're already under my desk. And that
I got you. How do you believe that you have acquired them?
City Hall and asking in public records and asking for a copy of the plan to the house.
Okay.
It's public information.
Is it?
I think you can publicly get the blueprints to it. Residence, but, I mean, it's not going to have any security features or any modifications he's made to it. It's just going to have the bare-bone structure.
Start.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't even have to make a roll for that. You just put it on the counter and unfurl it.
Already ahead of you, Eddie. I've been looking forward to this.
All right. So let's look over these blueprints.
Can I have went and taken pictures of the front of his house and stuff? That I may need a roll for.
Why don't you make me a... a wits subterfuge roll.
Okay. Only
so,
two successes.
What I have planned here, I'm gonna need Nick's permission for, but.
Okay.
Is two successes good enough?
Yes, with two successes, you have, pictures of the outside of his house, his car. I mean, you've got the license plate and all that. You can see from the pictures there's two, means of ingress. It's a townhouse that there's a garage door opening down below, and then there's a set of stairs that goes up to the second level that seems to be the main entrance.
Okay.
You can see that both are, the garage door, only opens by a remote in his car, and there's a sophisticated lock on his front door.
Interesting.
Okay.
You also know that he has a man on staff, but he has been very rarely seen.
Well, we already have a way in, so we don't need to break in.
That's true.
Per se.
So, here's what I want to do. I want to look over the photos that I'm being provided, and I want to look over the blueprints to the house. And using that level of awareness, I want to use my specialty in rigged objects to see if I can find potential places where he might have added, like he might have modified the property to store things. Like added extra storage or areas where the structure might have been, altered from its original blueprint.
But only telling from the outside, telling?
Yeah, like looking from the outside, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd also like to try and identify likely places where hidden passages could be.
Oh, but you can look at the blueprints, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's the idea, is that using, like, the outside to see if there's any construction changes and things like that, and then using the inside, like, the blueprints on the inside to determine where it might most likely be. It's kind of a long shot. I don't know if I would be able to use it that way.
Your specialty in rigged objects is a craft specialty?
It is a crafting specialty, yeah.
Okay, wits craft and your specialty applies.
Okay. So, that my specialty gives me an extra +3?
It's just +1.
+1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to use full power for it, then you get +3.
Nah. Let's see. So that is 7d10. Because my wits is 3. And then, what is the penalty for having my clarity at 5?
That's just a penalty to perception. Because you're
Wits composure? It's not just wits in general?
Nope, it's just wits composure.
Okay. Alright, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 successes, and 3 of them are 10s. And of those, none of those are successes, so 4 successes.
Okay, that's pretty significant.
Alright. So we're looking for places where he might have added either a secret passage or extra storage. Some kind of, like, if he had added a vault, if he had added any kind of, or if he had done any construction on the property that is not included in the original blueprints.
Okay. So in your original blueprints, you can see he has a double-wide garage. On the photos that Hixton took, you can see that one of those garage doors has been covered over, so the garage is now, at least the entrance is half the size, so you suspect he's turned that split level into something else.
Okay.
You can see that there's just a little note in one of the blueprints for an amendment he had to pass by, like, city council and get the, you know, building inspector to come by and improve, where he basically fortified the floors on the third level.
Fortified the floors?
They were already, you know, rated for a ridiculous amount of weight, but apparently
so
that was not.
So he put support beams and stuff underneath it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. So the third floor is something heavy.
So it looks like the third floor is being built, was built to hold something incredibly heavy.
Okay.
Tons of gold.
So, I don't want to say tons of gold, but it might be tons of gold.
Do we have like
a lot of slaves?
Did we ever get like a bag of holding? No. Something.
No.
Okay.
Since those don't exist,
knowledge.
I'm assuming we could find something magical to put.
I was thinking. So we need to go to the black market.
Yeah.
And we need to find ourselves the supplies we're going to need to. We need to find ourselves the supplies that we're going to need to haul off all of this gold and some ability to get up there.
Yeah, and to get through with safe.
Well, no, not only that, but we're just making assumptions here. So we've also got to worry about the garage as well.
Yeah.
Garage could have been covered over. Maybe he's using that as a storage closet or something like that.
The, with the invitations. It can also blend in because we're going to be in Masquerade.
Yep.
It's not a masquerade.
No, it's a costume party, but
yes, costume party, but
Hixton can transform himself at any time into things.
True.
All right.
Let's go to Gum Mark and see what we can get.
Yeah.
See what will help us.
The dark market.
Get some magic on our side.
Alright, so let's see what they've got then. So we're gonna need, we're also gonna need very convincing costumes.
We'll look at, we'll get some somewhere.
Yeah. So let's think about this one. I'm very curious. I wonder... We know what Swain looks like, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we met him.
He's a dashing figure with scaly red skin and razor-sharp teeth, who dresses well and seems quite proper and well-off.
Right. Sounds like a douchebag.
You sound like a douchebag.
Yeah, that's part of my character. Let's see. So, this is getting a little scary.
It'll be fine. Let's go get some stuff. We'll play it by ear.
Well, we're gonna want to get the kids too.
What?
You know, the others. They're in on this as well. They're helping us out. So if I had to take a flying guess, that means that if we're looking for anything to fleece from this place, it's going to be on the third floor. But I'm also looking for evidence regarding his other allegations as well. And if those aren't the case,
are there allegations that you came up with?
I didn't come up with them at all. I did not come up with them. I did not come up with them myself. At all.
There's
these
a reason
not...
you came up with them from very little.
Some
came up with them from
existed.
The fucking Queen of Autumn.
We can probably
I'm kind of trying to use it as the onus through which everyone else is going to help.
I can say that we could probably get Will to join through righteousness and saving slaves.
Aha, hey, guess what? I have work.
During the party?
Is the party at night?
Probably.
I mean, yes.
But do you work on the weekend every day?
I don't know.
You've had no discussion with it other than come back tomorrow night.
Yeah. Maybe
it's Thursday,
maybe
so that means
every day.
Yeah, you have
nine.
Time to let him know.
You could.
Yeah, let him know you've been invited to a very prestigious party.
Like, well, it was already
first week of work. Okay,
it was already planned.
Time for vacation.
It was already planned.
First week of
it.
My super skeevy unofficial job.
I'm pretty sure he won't notice if you don't show up.
I think that he'll notice if you don't show up. I think that he won't care if you have another obligation unless he's like a terrorist or something.
Or unless he cares.
We'll work it out.
Because maybe he was hiring people so he could have, you know, help.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah, what a novel fucking idea.
Anyway. We could use your electrical powers.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. It'd probably be very useful.
I'm still going to come up to him.
Save the children. The slave children.
Yeah, we're still gonna approach you about this.
Yeah. Let's go to the goblin market first.
Alright. Well, no, what I'm saying is we should take them with us because they probably will have some good suggestions on things we might need.
We'll get stuff for them.
I don't think that's very leaderly of you.
When did I ever say I was a leader?
Aren't you? You seem like a perfectly leadership-filled person.
I am the best of all of us, but that doesn't mean that
you're
a leader.
The smartest. You're the one who knows the most about what's going on here. Got connections.
Sorry, I'm the sexiest. So.
No,
but seriously,
I'm pretty sure I'm the sexiest. Yeah.
Well, he can be whatever he wants. They want him to be.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got that going for him, which is nice.
I said 2 whole points in striking looks.
Oh yeah, we often forget that you're actually ridiculously handsome.
Hey, my character has, you know, striking looks as well.
At least to you're not us. Handsome. I'm incredibly handsome.
Well, I'm beautiful, okay?
Nope. You're like
I'm
Hillary
not
Clinton,
handsome
a handsome woman.
Because that's not usually a compliment.
Hillary Clinton is a handsome woman.
Yeah.
Yes, that means she looks manly.
No, it means she looks respectable.
And man. Anyway.
That's what we want in our politicians.
You may recall that you can't go to the Goblin Market until 7.
Okay. Well, we can try to get in touch with them until
then. That's why I'm attempting to get in touch with them now and say we're going to the Goblin Market tonight.
Fine.
No, you don't have a choice in the matter.
I'm glad I made this decision. Let's go.
So I'm heading back to the apartment.
Okay. I'll meet you there.
Unless you want to actually drive me.
I'll meet you there.
Yeah, well. You're going to be waiting for a long time because I walked for like an hour.
Okay. We'll just leave early.
Okay. You walk back to the apartment.
You knock on their door.
Clarissa? Will? I assume that's who you're talking to? Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Acknowledge.
I'll answer it.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's noon! It's like 1 in the afternoon!
Yes, but I work until like 4 in the morning!
She does. I'll answer it then. I'm awake.
Hello?
Oh, it's you. What's up?
Did you get a very special invitation?
Well, I assume that everyone got it, so it's not all that special, but yes.
I think that it's very special.
How special?
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Goblin Market tonight.
Okay.
I think you already agreed to this in the past.
You did.
Yes, I did.
So, do you remember that thing that we decided we were going to do on this party that we were all invited
to?
Yeah,
I might not be able to do that.
Yeah, regardless of whether or not you're capable of doing it, you're going to help me figure out how to do it.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to the Goblin Market tonight, and you're going to help find supplies to get this thing done, and I'm going to explain my plan to you along the way.
Ooh,
do you understand?
Goblin Market. What should I bring to the Goblin Market? Like, memories of shit.
You should probably bring important things.
Oh, yeah, I do have work tonight.
And I do have work.
Yeah, I don't think
what time is your work?
There for 12
9.
Hours.
Okay.
So you can't go.
Can't actually go to the Goblin Market.
So what's this about you helping me with this thing that we're doing?
Well, I mean, I'll help.
Okay. So, well, let me rephrase that. Why do you need a job if you're about to get, more money than you've ever seen in your life?
Because what if that doesn't happen?
Well, it's not gonna happen unless you help us. I twiddle my eyes at him like just, you know.
Dependable backup plan.
Ah, fucking people. My dependable backup plan is every day of my life. Come on. Learn to get yourself a marketable skill. All that mucking about with electricity.
What? That is a marketable skill.
I don't see you making any money right now.
What? I'm going to be making $100 a night.
That's not bad. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty okay.
So is that a no to the Goblin Market?
I cannot go to the Goblin Market.
Are you fucking serious? Come on, man.
I'm too busy.
At least going to the party tomorrow night.
Saturday.
If I don't have work.
Today is Friday. Alright.
Say was you have like an important family event that you cannot skip.
It is Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday, right.
Hmm.
Look, I'll see if I can.
Well, if you can't go tonight, can you go tomorrow night?
I don't know my schedule as of yet.
Okay. Well,
you do have a phone number for that guy, you know.
You know, you
text I'll just ask him tonight.
Alright, I guess I can wait. Just saying, this is one of those opportunity of a lifetime kind of things, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Really think it would be in your best interest to get in on this, get in on the ground floor on this operation.
Again, maybe.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great.
Mm-hmm. Unless you've completely misjudged this guy.
I have reason to believe that he's got something in there, even if it isn't loads of money.
Whatever is justice saving the slaves.
Besides, don't you want to see if, you know, he's all about this whole, slavery thing?
Yes, no. The slavery thing. Definitely.
Absolutely. Crab-solutely.
I'm not exactly sure this party would be the best time to investigate it.
Oh no, it'd be great, because you see, he's throwing an ironic
slave. Yes, I'm aware.
But what's going to be really awesome about it is the fact that everybody's going to be dressed up as stereotypes, so when you see somebody who's dressed in normal street clothes, that means they're a slave. That's how these stereotype parties work. Haven't you ever been to a college?
Yes, but...
I've never been to college. I've been to two colleges, you know, but, like...
Uh-huh.
Right. So, Goblin Market.
Yes, have fun there.
Okay, well, gonna need you one of these nights.
Like I said, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Look,
I'll see what you can do as well.
I'm not banking on this. Literally not banking on it.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Can you get Clarissa?
She's currently asleep, because, okay, as you might know, she works kind of late.
Yep.
So, let's respect that. Let's stand here and be respectful.
Okay. Sixton's going to be here in a little bit.
No one is going to meet you at the Goblin Market.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to meet me at the apartment.
Oh, but I meant there.
He said meet you there. Which was very nonspecific.
That is pretty
God, weird. Can't you read Dave's mind?
Oh, apparently not.
Well, you could be waiting there. I'm not going to call you.
No respect, I tell you. No respect.
Oh, mm-hmm. By the way, while this time is going, I might as well get all the ingredients we need. Get
some booze?
Yeah.
Booze Hall. Great. Love everything about it.
Mead or whatever.
So. Oy vey. This is gonna be some difficult times here ahead that we've got.
Alright, I will roll out of bed at some point. And head to the bathroom. I don't know if What's-His-Face is still there. By What's-His-Face, I mean Tom's character.
Eddie. Edward.
Eddie. That
Edward
one.
Hayes. Edward Hayes.
I'm assuming he is. Uh-huh. You roll out and walk by the door. The cat killer's at your doorway.
I will just ignore him and go to the bathroom.
Oh, Clarissa! Hey, Clarissa!
I shut the bathroom door.
Wait, I need you to go to the Goblin Market.
I pee.
I need you.
I'm peeing.
I know. Peeing. I can hear.
Be respectful.
Hear it. I can hear it.
No,
it's happening.
No.
Will you please stop listening to me pee? That's pretty creepy.
Yeah,
it's
awkward.
Not really, like, I can't
turn my ears
off.
Look,
she's
not going to be able to do it if you're listening.
I'm not able to. She can hear me?
We know this is a cheap apartment, so these walls and doors are paper thin, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad you don't take people home.
God.
Okay.
I mean, we're neighbors and all.
Why are you afraid there's a king of sex noise?
I hadn't considered abstract concepts like that, but now I have. And now I'm afraid. Seriously afraid.
I will step out of the bathroom after peeing. So what the hell do you want?
You, to go to the Goblin Market tonight with me.
Why?
Because we're going to get supplies.
But it's kind of creepy.
What's creepy about it?
It was the Goblin Market, so it was kind of creepy.
Well, yeah. It's pretty damn creepy, I'll give you that much, but, like, regardless, it's something we gotta do.
Why do we have to do it?
So, we need to figure out what we're gonna do in regards to that thing that you agreed to help me with several weeks ago that's coming up.
I did not agree to that. I said it was a stupid idea.
Said it was a stupid idea or a good idea?
That you agreed to do it.
I did not agree to do it.
Okay. Well, how would you like to be ridiculously rich?
I'm not going to rob that guy.
Okay. You don't have to. You don't have to do a goddamn thing.
Okay.
But, you know what you are really good at?
What am I really good at?
You are really good at making people look at you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to this party tomorrow night, right? You like parties?
Well, I need to see if I can get it off.
Right, well, chances are Ziggy Stardust is also going to said party, because it seems like it's a big deal. So, what I need from you is to get that night off, and you will not be helping me rob anybody. But you know what you will be doing is you will be making people look at you.
I will be telling Arthur Swain that you're robbing him?
You will be making people look at you.
I will be telling Arthur Swain that you're robbing him?
I will shoot you in the face right now.
So you're really going to shoot me in the face right now?
Wait, you know who is really, really susceptible to getting attacked by everyone else?
That's true.
Clarissa.
Samantha's not around anymore.
So if you shot her in the face, it would do pretty good.
Let me try that again. You will be making people look at you.
Okay.
Do you agree to this?
So why are you going to be robbing this guy?
I'm not going to be robbing him.
What about what you just said about how you're going to be robbing him?
Robbing is a goddamn pretense. I want to find out if the allegations against him are true or not.
Then what does that have to do with getting rich?
Has to do with if it turns out that he is a slave-mongering bastard, I'm going to take his gold, and then I'm going to show it as proof that he's been trading people for money.
Don't forget that we were offered rewards for ratting these people out to the Iron Queen.
Yeah, that was where I was getting with that, actually.
I'm here, too. Hello.
Yeah. I was getting there. So.
That you forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget about you. You've been in the room the entire time. Frankly, when I threatened to shoot her in the face, I'm surprised that you did not immediately go on me. But you could have.
I was certainly staring at you.
Yeah.
Making sure you didn't make a move for a gun.
Not saying anything. Just being here.
Yep, just standing here being like, with a disapproving look and precisely zero glamour.
Yep.
Aww.
I need to, like, scare some people or something.
I don't know why you didn't collect glamour when, what's-his-face was being all kind of scared.
Yeah, right. Should've.
Well, once you realize that he was a thing. I still don't know that he's him, by the way.
Correct. So, that is our secret. And do you know what we're going to do? Give up that secret.
Well, I can give up.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be finding out if he really is the piece of shit that I think he is. And if he is, then we turn him in for a reward. And we get money.
I am not going to be a part of robbing.
Alright, well, I've got Hixton in on this because he thinks that I'm going to be stealing every piece of gold that this guy's got.
Okay.
So, I needed somebody who was able to disguise himself to get inside of this place.
Why would he need to disguise himself to get inside?
Because somebody
a party going on. inside.
Because he can't, there's gonna be people, like, still, if this guy is really as rich as he said, as he seems to be, there's gonna be people who are guarding rooms and stuff like that. You know, there's gonna be people who are like, oh, not allowed to go inside here. But if Arthur Swain shows up and says, oh, hang on a second, I just need to check what's inside here. Or, I need to get inside here for X, Y, or Z reason, I don't know. I assume Hixton is a decent enough actor to get around that stuff. Yes, I know that I'm grievously misplacing my faith. But the point is that he'll be there. He has that ability. And it'll work better if I have, if we have a diversion. It'll work better
how
if everybody
how
is...
How would I, distract people?
I don't know. Everybody seems to stare at you when you walk down the street. Have you not noticed that? Oh. Maybe it's the incandescent glow that comes from your body. That dazzles people.
Aren't they all used to that crap?
Maybe it's the fact that your entire job is making people stare at you. Are you telling me you can't do this to people who don't have a disadvantage against you?
Well, mostly I'm doing it to high teenagers or creepy old guys.
Okay, well this place is going to be filled with high old guys and creepy teenagers. So there we go.
I'll think about it.
All right.
I'm not going to the Goblin Market, though.
Fine.
That place is fucking creepy.
Whatever. And I guess you're out, too, so. So much for that. I'm leaving.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you for letting me stare at your door for a little while without killing your cat. By the way, now the King of Cats knows about it. The cat's
why,
staring at me.
Cat
you,
is
right?
Sleeping on my bed.
Cats don't sleep.
Cats sleep constantly.
Cats lay there with their eyes closed and their ears open.
Okay.
I'm watching you, you furry fuck.
And that's probably so they leave. Know if someone's coming up to shoot them.
Yeah, well. Still watch. I just give him like the eyes on you thing.
My cat is in my room. Yeah. Which is not here.
Okay. I thought you said he was sleeping right over there.
No, I said in my room or on my bed.
Whatever, sorry. I'm wrong. Yeah, so gonna leave, gonna prepare for the Goblin Market, yada yada yada, go to the usual place that we were at before. So that's my day.
Okay.
Okay.
You prepare to go to the Goblin Market. Does anything happen before that?
Nope.
Farmwork?
Goblin Market is at 7, my work is at 9.
Yeah, hold on. Do. DM is loading.
It's a little, like, swirly thing.
It's here. They just can't see it.
You're not spinning. Okay, DM's loading.
Yeah, except I can't spin in my chair and read at the
same time. I was gonna say, is he spinning in his chair?
He was.
Okay, I'm good with that.
This is acceptable. Spin for our amusement. Do this now.
Okay. Ava, you get a text message from Gwen. It just says, Spring Court meeting tomorrow, my place. Can you do 4:00?
Yes.
Spoken like a true startup.
I will be there.
Thank you.
T.Y.
Yeah, T.Y. smiley face.
LOL.
No, winky face. She would totally be the type to use a winky face.
LOL.
Or L-M-A-O.
I still think she'd use the winky face.
Okay.
Yes, but she would also say that after it. Actually, I think she might text, like a teenage girl.
How old is she? She's like in her late 30s, or looks like she is.
Yep.
Yeah, no, she would use the winky face.
Yes, but Nick's mom texts like a tweenage girl, so.
A tweenage girl?
She really
yes. Tweenage. In between being a teenager.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what it is. It's horrible.
You have to understand that there was a section at Toys R Us when I worked there that was labeled, tweens.
Right. Tween romance.
What exactly did that contain?
Frat cells.
Oh, okay.
Just exclusive. They could have called it the Bratz dolls section, but no.
Yeah, there were other things.
Bratz dolls. I thought you said Bratz dolls.
That's weird. That's weirder than Bratz dolls. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. You guys, I'm hoping work it out so that you are both at the appropriate train track.
You got it.
Maybe text
More or less.
You more or less work it out. There is someone else waiting.
Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
That's gonna be awkward, isn't it?
Is it Edward Swain?
Arthur Swain.
That person you just made up? No, it isn't.
It's Edward Swain, our longtime nemesis.
Who is it?
You recognize him from your very first night here. It is Ash.
Wow.
The person who originally found you when you came tumbling down.
The doors.
Sup?
Hey. Sup, man?
Howdy.
Hey. Going shopping tonight?
Sure am. Got my
meat. To pick up.
Got my memories. Got... sometimes I just like to browse.
Oh, wait, Eddie. Wait a second. Did I tell you that someone's trying to kill you guys? I just keep your conversation going. I'll talk about it after.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, you guys are... I'm sorry for interrupting. Keep going.
So, wait, yeah, not you, Ash. Just,
that's,
you know.
No, that's Yo, that's a slightly significant, boss.
Yeah, I think the small talk can wait. How's the weather? Oh, someone's trying to murder you.
Yeah, what in the nine hells are you talking about, dude?
I forgot about it until, like, right now, so I just brought
it's
up.
It's the Love Seat King!
Yo, I don't think that... Alright, what? Sorry, what?
Well, see, if I tell you about it, like, they may want to murder him, too, and, like...
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll... Continue. It just popped in my head, so I thought I'd bring it up.
So,
that's it.
Shopping.
Browsing, yeah. Pretty great, sometimes.
Yeah. They came into my room the other day and, like, had a knife in my throat. Yeah.
Wait, who came to your room and had a knife to your throat?
The person that wants to kill people. It's like,
I mean, yes, that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, I can't really tell you who it is, because then they'll probably murder you. So.
Oh.
Just beware. Just keep an eye out.
For a person with a knife?
Yeah.
I mean, there's many of those.
Used to way fucking
knives.
Ahead of you on that one. If a motherfucker comes at me with a knife, I am already, you know, on guard.
High five.
Reaches up and slowly high fives you.
Yeah.
Now come at him with a knife.
Yo, Nixon, like, let's be real here. What? Can we actually talk about this? I'm a little concerned because somebody is trying to kill me. You know what? Hold on a second. What time is it? I'm going to whip out my cell phone.
6:58.
Okay. We don't have time for this.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Don't worry about it.
I mean, yeah.
Not really that big of a deal.
Someone trying to kill you.
I shouldn't even brought it up. But it was like, it's just like in there and like, I might as well say it because I'm thinking about it. And then like,
yeah, it seems like it'd be something terrifying.
Yeah, just a random thought that crossed his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so you.
Let's continue. Let's
fine, whatever. I gulp my my wine and do the ritual.
It's mead, I thought.
Yeah, but I mean, mead is just Tommy wine. Okay. Yeah.
Just like fuck it.
Let's do this.
Ash brought his own, and the train chugs in out of nowhere. Ricardo, the crow-headed porter, reaches down. Step right up! Step right up!
Okay.
Somebody said I was thinking it was going to be a carnival.
As soon as you say, okay, the train starts to pull away. Ricardo yanks your arm, dislocates your shoulder, and pulls you up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I wasn't supposed to say anything.
I was supposed to swallow. Ugh.
Okay.
How?
Hey, I think you got on.
Hickson, can you give me a yank?
The three of you managed to scramble up onto the train. Let's start moving.
Okay. Man, success. I was really hoping...
Ash kind of glares at you.
I forgot. Okay.
Sorry about that, man. Alright, Man, we are not well loved by this populace, huh?
Yeah, because you're fuck-ups.
We are fuck-ups. We are such fuck-ups. Not even gonna lie. We are fuck-ups.
Alright, folks, the market awaits. I am just gonna need a deposit.
That sounds dirty.
This is the weirdest part.
Remember, you get them back.
It's true.
Well, I wasn't paying attention. What happened?
I'm gonna give him the memory of the first time I smoked pot.
You whisper it to his organ grinder monkey.
Wait, what did the memory have to be about?
It was supposed to be something like compromising and shit.
Well, you know, it changes based on my mood. How about your ring finger? How do you feel about your ring finger?
No. Wait. Do I get it back?
Yeah.
Just deposit.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Is it gonna bleed if I take it off?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, sure. Here you go. I don't have any rings on it, right?
I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't have any rings on my ring finger right now.
They might just vanish.
Yeah, I would actually be worried. That's actually a legitimate worry for me. It's like, I don't know if, I can't wear rings because I don't know if they're gonna disappear.
He reaches in to a little, like, engine compartment. Like, you think it filters steam or something through the caboose and pulls out a red hot knife, like a butcher's knife.
Well, that's unfortunate.
As you just lay your hand out. And he sort of closes one eye and rears it back a little bit forward, like he's trying to judge it as he has you lay your hand out.
It's gonna be the worst day of my life.
Thothulk! He cleanly severs your ring finger.
Am I screaming in pain right now? I mean,
It hurts a lot, yeah.
Probably not pleasant.
Is it bleeding? Is it?
It is not bleeding.
Oh.
It's just kind of a little slab of meat.
I don't understand what just happened. Like, is this, like, I'm getting a wound penalty right now, and...
No. It hurts momentarily.
Can I do something that doesn't hurt as much?
Oh, sure. What would you like?
I don't know.
How about your wallet or your keys?
Keys.
Wait, what the fuck?
I'll hand over my keys.
Puts them in his pocket.
Okay.
Dude! Not cool! Not even sort of cool.
That's kind of cool.
You didn't ask!
Oh my god, alright, whatever. Thinking outside the box here, I respect that, Hickson. Fuck.
Okay.
God. That doesn't...
Let's go in, Eddie. Let's go in.
The funny part about it is I look away from my hand and look back, and suddenly I've got two ring fingers where they previously were.
Yep.
And then suddenly I have what's weird is one of them is a stub. Ash but it's not the same finger.
Ash gives him a lighter.
So you can just choose?
I mean, I get right of refusal. Depends on my mood.
I'm getting fucked every time today.
I thought it would be really funny if I just took his keys after I cut off your finger. And I was right! Okay, all enjoy right, the market.
Go. Will do.
Yep. God damn it. So anyway, alright. Hixton, go, you can go do whatever you think you're gonna need.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. So, I am going to browse the vendors. I am looking for something like a spyglass or something like that, or a monocle that will let you see.
That will let you see what?
Through walls.
Okay. Well, as soon as you walk out into the market, you are immediately accosted by a diminutive, bespeckled little goblin trying to sell you a 16mm film print of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, where every character is played by Nicolas Cage.
An old VHS copy of Hudson Hawk and some corn and a frisbee.
For $100? Sold! Who puts their corn in a frisbee? You're crazy like a fox. Here's my wallet. I'm just gonna kind of, like, idly brush him aside and then just sort of continue walking.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna browse the market. I'm looking for some device that will allow me to see through walls.
Okay, I would like you to make me a, wits plus streetwise. It's going to be at -3, unless you have any sort of goblin market specific merits.
I do not. But what I do have, that's presence, never mind. Okay, shit. My genius plot is fucked here. Alright, so I have to think this one through because this is actually important. Because it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to use one of my abilities, but I have to look it up first to make sure that I can use it.
Okay.
Alright. That's what it is. I wanted to use Trading Luck for Fate.
Okay.
I know the result of some random or otherwise impossible to determine event. So, I wanted to use that to determine, to know where to find a specific object on the Goblin Market.
Let me read it. Determine if that is valid.
Otherwise impossible to determine event, I figured I'd use.
He could, but it's hard. But he's choosing instead to use magic, which is the autumn court way.
Yeah. So, the caster knows the outcome of something random or similarly unknowable in the immediate vicinity, such as which of the four streets the people she's pursuing fled down, or which role scratch tickets to buy to win between $10 and
Favorite fate, beneficial fate.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I misread it. It's only questions that select one of several obvious possibilities. Never mind. You can't cause anything impossible to occur, and it cannot predict anything with odds of less than 1 in 100. So.
This is definitely less than 1 in 100.
Alright, so I'm gonna have to ask around.
Okay, so you can make that wits streetwise roll -3.
Shoot.
All right. There's gonna be one of those times where it's like, what are the chances of this happening? Oh, I'd say about 1 in 100.
And since I slept last night, do I get a willpower?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna use that willpower that I have, and I'll be down to 1 willpower at this point. So, I will, so you said wits and streetwise, -3?
I did.
Okay, so just wits and streetwise, 5 dice, because the willpower does that thing, so, RNGesus be with me. He certainly was with me in the sense that there was something very improbable about that happened just now, but I got 4 threes and a 4, but that is not a success.
Aww.
That is unfortunate. So I ask around, I do not find something that allows me to see through walls.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
You find a, let's say, gentleman who resembles a frog, who opens his mouth and his tongue is a snake, who informs you that he knows a clandestine place where you can get what you're looking for. And it's called the second story store, where things that might be useful to a purloiner are found.
I'm sure it'll be okay.
Yo, I guess. I mean, what?
You'll have to meet me on top of the train.
Whoa. Leave the train. Can you do that?
If you know the way.
Well, I don't. So, that's going to have to wait.
I will show you.
You'll show me the way. You'll show me the way out of the niceness of your heart.
No, I suppose I should charge something. A finder's fee.
Uh-huh. What do you want?
What do I want?
Alright.
I want the memory of the greatest shit you have ever taken.
What? Motherfucker, I don't even remember the greatest shit I've ever... Oh, wow. But what's that night? What I used to tell my friends was college.
His webbed frog hands start to caress your face as you're remembering.
That sounds kind of, like, creepy.
I just remember it was kind of neat. It was actually the first time I ever did tequila. Tequila and, I'm pretty sure it was laced with a little something-something, but, you know, they didn't tell me what it was at the time, of course. Man, I had great, everything was happy as all hell. And what I recall the most about it was that, you know, everything was really, really happy, and I had to, like, go to the bathroom, and, you know, by all accounts, it was just normal shit, but just all, the fact that it was accompanied by just this feeling of wonder and contentment with everything in the world around, I think that I was on MDMA.
His snake tongue starts wrapping around your neck.
This is really creepy.
Yes. So we have a deal, then.
The deal is that I just told you about something that I... What did I just tell you?
This snake tongue bites into the, like, top, the base of your neck.
Oh, like, God!
It sends a shudder through your body, and you start to shrink.
Oh my fuck, I'm coming down!
And he reaches out and he bites his own forked tongue and he starts to become diminutive with you. You both shrink down proportionally to like an inch high. Now, let's go upstairs.
I think you're gonna get raped.
And you're gonna have like a millimeter penis when it happens.
Kevin, we can barely hear you.
Oh, yo, sorry, I put up my thing so I can make less noise when calling.
Okay, boss, let's go.
Not part of the scene.
Okay.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna be completely honest with you here. I'm not even interested in buying anything anymore. I just wanna see where the fuck we're going that we have to be an inch high. Holy shit. How come so many people look like frogs?
Because this train goes through a swamp.
Is this like, is it like a race thing?
I guess. Is this a problem for you?
No, not at all. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I've had some bad run-ins with people who were looked like frogs in the past. I'm just trying to make sure that I don't make that same judgment about everybody who looks like
a frog. Yeah, I've had some bad run-ins with white people.
Oh, man, me too.
Especially white people that look like frogs.
I don't know, it's just, it's more like I'm being introduced to a culture here and I just want to make sure that my my view of that culture isn't, you know, tainted by my first encounter with them. So I sure hope that wherever we're going right now, it doesn't end in me getting shivved, raped, or tossed into an icebox.
Unless that's what you're buying, no.
Yay! Be quiet!
He goes behind his little booth, basically just scampers right under it. Aw. The steps have weight to them. It feels like you're kind of denser, like all your mass is still in there. You're just little. And he goes into, like, a pipe, and you can see that there is a tiny ladder. And he starts to climb.
Am I going to be able to lift myself up this thing? I mean, it's, you know...
You lift yourself up a normal ladder.
I guess, yeah, that's true. Well, alright, let's go. What's around me anyway? Like, yeah, this is a ladder, but is it a ladder we're still inside the train, or are we...
You're in a pipe. Like, it's a ladder built into a pipe, and you seem to be climbing up, like, the whole length of the train. You can see a hatch at the top.
Okay.
He climbs up to the top, pushes the little hatch open, and gets up to the top of the train.
The hell is this? He climbs out first, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna let him climb out first, and then once he's done, I'm going to peek out.
You peek out, you can see the air is whipping by up here, you can see, basically an endless swamp of, you're not sure if they're giant lily pads or if your scale is completely fucked, but it looks like a giant swamp, and just at the edge you can see huge walls of thorny tangles.
You're actually upset to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this doesn't look like a bazaar or a market to me.
He points down, to a second car, and you can see some light coming from over there.
Alright.
We make out what's there.
Can I try to make out what's there?
Make me a wits perception.
Oh, you.
Or wits composure with your glamour penalty.
So. Clarity penalty.
Yeah, that one. That's the thing.
One success.
There does seem to be some tiny people and tiny booths.
All right, let's go.
A tiny bazaar.
Yeah, it's a very tiny bazaar. That's very strange.
This is where they sell the tiny slaves.
Hey, so you did kind of make me rather small. I mean, am I going to be able to be, you know, am I going to be able to grow back up again?
Say it deeply.
What are you selling?
Selling? Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, it's not a free trip out. Jeez.
You get a ticket in, you get a ticket out, right?
Something like that.
Okay.
Coming no. and going, literally.
We'll work it out.
Great. Let's go. Fuck is Hickston when you need him?
Well, I was going to buy stuff that they actually need instead of talking to random snake frog men.
What is Hickston?
I'm asking around for what I need.
I'm going to try to look for ways to get past security and doors, and also things to carry large amounts of big heavy things and less heavy things that are easy to carry.
They call those bags. Satchels are really easy to carry.
Except for the big giant things of gold will still be very heavy and they take us large amounts of bags. I want to have a bag of holding, like I said. But the best I can do.
Okay, and how are you attempting to track down this stuff?
Talking to vendors and seeing if they have any of those things.
Okay. Yeah, make me a wit streetwise -3.
Okay. And 2 successes. I only rolled 1, but it was a 10, so I rolled it again and got 9.
Nice. So.
That's very good for you.
Yeah.
That's how you
Let's
do it.
Let's all give Dave a round of applause. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I was slapping my chest because I was carrying something for Nick.
I guess that's like...
It makes the same noise, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Except not really. Okay.
You ask around, and you find... You were told that there is... sort of an expert on what is described to you as in and out.
Okay. Old B&E and
And you go and to his stall, it's towards the front near the private cars where you know the slave market is.
Yeah, let's try not go in there again.
I just want to buy some slaves.
No, I'm good. Maybe next time.
You find a giant praying mantis. Notable about him, aside from the fact that he's a giant praying mantis wearing clothes, is you can see that his head has been reattached with like big visible stitches.
Okay. Just seeing some shit.
Or he's the shit that other people have seen.
Yes.
Let's talk business.
That's the only language I speak.
Sounds like he's speaking English.
Well, let's not get into semantics. So I need some things. I heard you're the man to talk to.
I do sell things.
Yeah. Okay. I the S thing. Like pointing at the start. And, anyway. Sure. I'm sorry if you have a lisp. It's just. Anyway. So I need a nice, discreet, and easy way to carry large amounts of heavy objects. And ways to bypass doors and possibly security personnel and security devices.
Also, I'm really subtle.
We're whispering here.
Okay. It just reminds me of that Simpsons episode where it's like, just looking for, you know, jumbo box of condoms.
Does anyone have
two disposable enemas and some illegal
hardcore
fireworks.
Illegal narcotics for sale? Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
Some illegal fireworks.
Not going to actually say that.
Okay. discreet.
No, I heard
ways.
You were the man.
I am the man. So, like a big bag, or a forklift?
Like, I need a bag that can act like a forklift. I cannot carry heavy things. I need to make heavy things not so heavy and smaller than they are normally.
I can just do that.
Can you get past locks and fix?
Yes. He goes into his stall and fumbles out and produces what is like a big clay jug that looks like you would make moonshine in.
Okay.
This will make locks disappear and heavy things light.
It's acid, isn't it? It's just straight acid.
Yeah. I want to keep the heavy things intact. I want to keep the heavy things, by the way. No damage to heavy things.
Oh, so melting?
Oh. Actually, Aparisha would be.
Didn't I have to make him bars again? That'd be bad.
Seems to only have my I need, like, shit. Just get a forklift.
A pocket. A forklift. Maybe go notice. It may be hard to bring in and out a forklift.
I could sell you the proportional strength of an ant.
It may help, except for the bulkiness is still a problem.
The proportional strength of an ant. And a portable room.
Okay. I can put stuff in this room, keep this room with me in, like, my pocket or something?
Yes.
Will the room, does the room get heavier for putting stuff inside of it?
It's just a door to a room.
Can I fit the door in my pocket? And also go inside of this door, somehow, making the door smaller and larger.
It would be tough to fit in your pocket. You could probably wear it like a cape.
Sure. Okay. I have an event that I will be probably wearing some type of cape.
The slaves wear capes.
Or masters. I'm not a slave. I'm definitely a master. Like, that's obvious.
He unravels, like, it's like a rug that he rolls out, and it is just a rolled up cloth door.
Oh. Good enough, I guess. Okay, so that and the proportional strength of an ant. How much?
How much indeed? How much indeed?
I heard Esperanto's really popular on the market these days.
This is some paltry bullshit.
That is kind of what Tom bought with it.
What I hear. Wait. Are you sure Esperanto's not good enough? It's very popular.
I don't actually know Esperanto. I don't have the ability to ever learn it.
Can I? Like, it's all the rage in Esperanto right now.
Okay.
You know the country of Esperanto?
I don't.
Are you sure? It's super good.
How about you sell me your chance at redemption?
Oh, fine. I don't need that anyway.
Also, you're aware that Esperanto is an invented language, right?
I'm selling him bullshit.
Excellent.
I think you just sold a man your soul, Dave.
No, just my chance at redemption, which I wasn't going to get anyway.
Does that translate to, like, query and stuff, or...
Or it translates to, we'll find out later.
It translates to both. He reaches out one of his claw-like appendages.
I didn't need a soul. I don't think I had one.
Yeah, who even uses souls? Jeez, not me. I don't think.
What is your clarity at now?
5.
Jesus. Okay, now he reaches out his appendage to shake.
Okay, I'll shake it.
Okay. Your clarity immediately drops to 4.
Okay.
And then you can roll to see if it drops again.
Ew.
Oh, God. So, roll 2 dice for me.
6S on 1.
Okay, so you're only at 4.
Okay. Good
and
enough.
Roll another 2 dice to see if you develop a derangement.
2 successes. Oh, nice.
Okay. So you're just a megalomaniac.
Yes,
still.
Just megalomaniac. That's it.
I was going to say, greed conquers all, dude.
Okay, let's see if I can add my notes somewhere. Something.
Turns out that megalomania is back.
You may
in
also
style.
Never buy up your clarity again.
This sounds fun. It's only downhill from here.
Yeah, it can only get worse.
Well, okay, so what is everything I sold?
Your sanity.
You are kind of... You are kind of on your way to hell now.
Can't be redeemed.
I think you have a minus 3
can't buy
perception.
Up clarity.
Yeah, you're at minus 3 perception because of your hallucinations and your inability to distinguish fantasy from reality. And you can never buy up your clarity again.
Okay.
Which means, yeah, you can never become better. You can only become worse.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, this is a real nobody out crazies Ophelia moment for me here.
But you do. Your strength goes up by 1 dot. And there's some merit about carrying capacity that you're going to get. Because you were a monster.
And will continue to be one.
Yes.
Wait, do I look like an ant now?
You do not look like an
okay,
ant.
Okay, good. As long as you look handsome.
Well, even if you were an ant, you'd still be a handsome ant.
Yeah, you'd be the world's handsomest ant.
Yeah, you still got that going for you.
So you'd be like a queen
well,
ant?
Well, I'm not the handsomest.
Yes.
So you
gain a dot of strength, and you also gain the strong back merit. And he gives
back.
You this rolled up door.
How many points do I have in?
I think it's only 1 point. But you know what? Take 2 points in strong back.
Okay. I don't actually know what strong back does.
It just increases your carrying capacity. You can carry much more than your body type would suggest.
Okay.
Essentially, your strength is enhanced for the purposes of carrying large loads.
Okay. Every load I carry is large.
Large loads.
Get it.
I know, you take big dumps.
Oh.
And you remember.
Yes, okay. Unlike some.
Anything else?
Nope. He passes you this rolled up door.
Thanks. Thanks, Spider-Man.
What? Wait, no, are you serious? I'm a mantis.
Well, not... Like,
have you ever studied, like, any science?
Nope.
Did you sell your knowledge of what a mantis is?
Seems like something he'd do.
Don't really know what's going on right now. So. Anyway, see ya.
Bye. Satisfaction suggested.
Satisfaction suggested gets me.
So he suggests that you become satisfied?
He suggests that you'll be satisfied by your purchase.
Nate.
You will be potentially satisfied by what you purchase. Alright.
Okay. Well, I'm done here.
So, back in the real world, Will is going to his job. Job. Yeah.
Quote unquote. Very huge air quotes used there.
When you arrive, RJ is waiting in his shanty.
Oh, good.
Sit down. I sit down.
He gestures out to the schematics laid before him.
Okay, what do they show?
Okay. You said you had like 3 dots and graphs with a...
electronic specialty, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you don't even need to roll to decipher this. It looks like he's trying to siphon off power from the substation to create a...
definitely.
A submerging tank of some sort of gel that he is going to funnel massive amounts of electricity into.
Sounds completely fine.
Is this the plot to Ghostbusters 2?
I just realized that.
He brings up Ghostbusters 2 a lot.
In this case, it's relevant.
It is.
Did you hire me to do the plot to Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, whatever.
That was a shitload of gel that you electrified.
Like I said, I won't ask questions.
Oh, well, it wasn't powered by electricity. It was powered by the hate and vitriol of New York City.
Or music. It was also powered by music.
Well, that was because that was the happiness in New York.
And don't forget that
better.
One guy.
The evil guy from the painting?
Yes, the evil guy from the painting.
Theo?
Yeah, I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 in a while because it's terrible.
It's,
okay.
It's not terrible.
It's not as good as the first one. It's
yeah,
not terrible. It's
the
really
only
bad.
Thing, the only thing wrong with it is that it's not as good as the first one.
That's a cardinal
anyway.
Sin right there.
Just being a hater.
Don't worry about the gel. I'll provide that. I'll also do the digging into the foundation to make the tank.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I just need you to rewire the electrical system so the whole thing doesn't blow out or blow up.
Yep, yep, I can do that. Easy peasy.
What's your clarity, by the way, while we're on the subject?
Ah, it's a nice healthy 7.
Okay.
What?
You're gonna need to make a roll, because this is... You
this
don't
is
know what you're doing.
Obviously not legal.
Yes, you don't know what you're doing, but you know it is not right.
Okay, so what do I roll?
Roll me 3 dice.
Come on, clarity. Damn it, no! Oh, my perfect clarity, no!
Your clarity drops to 6.
Don't you understand how legal this is, Kevin?
Go ahead and roll me your new clarity, 6 dice.
That's a bunch.
Yes,
oh, I want
somehow
you to
managed
to,
get a derangement from this. No, I got at least 2 successes.
Okay. Derangement. You're pretty sure what you're doing is not right, but you're gonna do it anyway.
Wheel of morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we must learn.
It's nothing, apparently.
Hold on. But yeah, I'm just gonna go do that. I guess I'll start implementing it.
It could be worse.
Hmm.
Okay. Clarissa, you go to work. Basically, since he reopened, you've noticed that Ziggy has been more paranoid and aloof than normal. He just kind of nods at you when you come in. We'll be upstairs.
I ask him for the night off the party.
What party? Oh, that shit. Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, be careful, though.
Okay, I will.
Alright. He starts skulking upstairs to where he sleeps.
And paranoidly, sits there with like a gun.
Yeah, just pointed at the door.
Yes, I'm always careful when I, go to like ask him to lock up or some shit.
Like in Once Upon a Time, just stand there with a crossbow pointed at the door. No, nobody.
I started watching that show, and my trouble with it was that I liked all the side characters but hated the main characters.
Yeah.
What show was that?
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, okay. I watched like the first episode.
Yeah, I found like the male lead, the female lead, and the little kid unbearable.
The little kid did seem really annoying.
Wait, which male lead? Because there's several.
He's like the town sheriff.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, funny thing about him. He's not the male lead.
Okay, well, he was for the episodes I watched.
Okay. All right. Wait, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Superman again?
No, we're talking about Once Upon a Time.
What if we were talking about Wonder Woman instead?
Fantastic Wonder Woman pilot? We should be talking about that. We should be watching it right now.
It's not. It's not and say we did.
Let's not and say we didn't.
See, I work.
Okay. Back at the top of the train.
Holy shit, I'm tiny.
Yes. Your reptilian guide leads you up to one of the booths where you encounter a man who proportionally you'd think that he's like 7-8 feet tall, but I mean in this instance that's like an inch and a half. But he looks like he's assembled out of matchsticks. In that his arms and legs and even torso are, like, stickly thin.
Yo!
And guide says, this distinguished gentleman wants to be able to see through walls.
Be really nice.
Yeah, we could accommodate that.
Yeah, this isn't going to be some kind of, like, surgery situation where you cut out my eye, but it works, the one that's left works really well, right?
We can do something else.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I'm glad that I headed that one off at the pass. But seriously, so what is this all about? Like, what is this place? This is the second story store? This is an entire other, like... first off, I thought that we were working with a black market to begin with, but now that there's a black market of the black market?
Well, the people in charge, there's a lot of stuff they don't like to sell. They have weird rules. You know, up here, it's free market. It's a second story, free market, story, market, store, second.
Free market economy.
Man.
So it's even beyond the slave room.
There is a fella that you would love to meet, and his name is Ronnie. He's a legendary figure where I come from.
Okay.
But seriously, what do I do? Yeah, so I'm looking to be able to see through walls. got a couple of things that I want to see. Really cool things that I want to see. So what do I gotta do?
Goes into his chest, just behind the counter, like a trunk, and he produces a little glass case that would be like a bug collector's case, except the bugs that are pinned down in there seem to all still be alive and squirming. So,
what?
We take this little worm, and it goes in your ear, and then you'll have supervision, like Superman.
Yeah, what's the catch?
We'll catch the Superman.
Because you're putting a worm inside my ear.
I would like for you to roll me a, let's go composure empathy roll for me, please.
Composure, composure.
Don't worry, every time you have to roll, it's only for good things to happen.
I mean, that's how it traditionally works.
Oh, I need you to make a saving throw. Oh, it'll be okay.
Yep. Saving throw versus fun. Whoops, I failed.
I'd like to favored fate myself.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Probably. Let me read favored
I actually fate. Don't know if recognizing if somebody is going to,
rape you and steal your kidneys is
valid. Or is lying to me. I'm not sure if bullshit detection is an actively attempted instant action.
Let me read favored fate.
No, it's not. It's not. It wouldn't be. It's not actively attempted. I'm just trying to be a bullshit.
Nope. Yeah, you're correct. It's passive.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna blow my last willpower on this one then.
Okay.
And, oh wait, no. What am I thinking? No, yeah. I am. I'm gonna blow my last willpower on this one. I'm out of willpower.
You should just never use it like me.
That's unfortunate. Well, I mean, so let's go 5d10.
You've got a willpower thimble.
Yeah.
Oh, that's helpful. I'm going to do 10 again on two of these four successes that I have. Ah, another 10. That's five. Five successes.
Yeah. You're pretty sure that they did not bring you up here to sell you anything you would want, and that you are going to get, at best, murdered. That probably putting a strange worm in your ear is not a good idea.
Okay. So, I tell you what. You're going to tell me why I'm really here, and I'm going to try to talk you out of whatever thing you think you're going to get out of me, and then I'm going to leave. Are we clear on that?
Let me consult my partner.
All right. Before you do that, how about we just skip the bullshit and you tell me what it is you brought me up here for?
I would like you to roll initiative, please.
Oh. Well, this ain't good.
You're gonna be small forever.
Oh boy.
Because you know what they say, once you're
small,
there's no
actual way
to... Why did you
randomly leave me go up with some random creepy dude on the roof at being very small?
Because he makes poor choices.
Never split the party.
You guys do nothing but split the party. I'm essentially running the five games.
Do nothing but split the party, got it.
Right, so anyway, what is initiative is 1d10 plus speed?
It plus your initiative modifier. It should be on your sheet at the bottom right.
Yeah, oh, dex and composure. Sorry. So, 1d10 plus speed. That is a 13.
That's pretty damn good.
Yep. I also have quick draw.
Okay.
So you're going first. It looks like Frog Snake Man is readying himself to tackle you.
I see. Hold on a second, because I have things that are notable here. Where the fuck is my original White Wolf book? Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking to, what do you call it? I want to draw my weapon, but I just want to make sure, because I have quick draw, and I believe that means, yeah. I can draw a pistol and fire, or pull a melee weapon and attack without penalty as a single action in a turn.
Okay.
Okay, also, and I'm trying to remember what fast reflexes does for me as well, because I have that too.
I believe it adds to your initiative. So, it's probably already added in.
Yeah, so I actually have a 14.
Okay.
So, you're the moment I see the frog, yeah, the moment I see the frog, try and tackle me, I'm gonna whip out my gun and just shoot him.
Okay. Well, he is in close range with you, so he does get his defense in this instance. So you're going to make a dex firearms -3, as he basically struggles against you with the gun.
Okay.
But you do get to add whatever damage is on your weapon to your dice pool.
And I'm also going to favored fate myself.
Okay.
Because that is an instant action. That is an actively attempted instant action.
Yes.
I'm gonna eat one of my glamour. So I'm at +4, -3, that's 1. +3, +3, +3, and that's 10? No. Am I doing my math wrong? 3, 3, 3, 1, 4. Yeah, 10.
Okay,
10
D10. Did you subtract his defense?
I did.
Okay.
I subtracted it from my favorite fate.
Okay.
2 successes.
2 successes.
Pow!
Okay, you wing him with your gun as he lunges at you. I would like for you to roll your strength, please.
Sure.
And rolling if you have it.
2 successes, 3 successes, 4 successes. Am I brawling?
Yes.
Is it that we don't get a minus to our brawl or something like that?
What do you mean?
Oh no, never mind. And yeah. So I have I don't have brawling.
Okay.
So, can I just do a chance die?
Or? Just your strength.
Okay, then yeah, 4 successes.
Jesus, you smoked him anyway. He lunges at you shouting, "Put it in his ear!" And you easily just push him away.
Just like throw him down. Yep. Or something like, just toss him aside. Nope.
Okay, Matchstick Man is standing at the side, still holding that, the worm wriggling between his fingers.
I'm gonna press my gun against the, what do you call it, the Frogman's head and say, "We don't have to do this. We don't have to do this."
Oh. I agree.
What do you, first, tell me what you want.
Um,
we were going to put a worm in your ear and it was going to eat your personality.
Yeah.
And then we were going to...
I don't know if you know it or not, but my personality is a little bit caustic right now. So I think that might be a little bad for the worm. Now, how about you tell me how I get out of here before I shoot you in the fucking face?
You climb down the pipe.
Yeah, make me big again, too.
Okay. His snake mouth reaches out.
No, not yet. We're going to get back in there. And then you're going to make me big again. And I'll pretend this never happened. And you can try and find somebody else. All right?
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
He walks awkwardly back to the hatch. I assume you keep your gun trained on him.
It was nice meeting you, by the way. I say to the matchstick man.
Come back soon.
No. I'm gonna, just let him lead me back down there and then have him, make me big again.
Yeah, he walks to the hatch and opens it for you.
Come on now, let's go.
You want me to go first?
I want you in front of me so that I can be sure you'll make me big when I'm back down there.
Okay. He starts climbing down.
Mm-hmm. That's it, come on. I'm gonna watch to make sure he's not doing anything, like he's not prepping his tongue or something crazy like that.
Okay, so you're giving him a long lead time? Like,
no.
Or, I don't know.
Just watching him like a hawk.
Okay, so you're following him down immediately, but just staring at him?
Yeah.
Creeper.
Okay.
Even though he's the creeper.
Yeah, as you're staring at him, he thinks that he sees a moment of weakness, and he lashes his tongue out at you as you're climbing down the ladder.
I'm gonna stomp it against the wall.
Okay, make me a strength brawl.
And I am going to favored fate myself.
Okay.
Because this is not the same specific type of action as shooting someone.
It is not. You have favored fated shooting someone a couple times, though.
I have, but it's never been the same 24 hours.
Yep.
I tend to like to do that, but it's because the ban on it is to not do it within the next 24 hours after I've done it. So I try to only use it when I think I'm going to die. So, I'm sorry. Anyway, 6... Ah, wow, I am lucky as shit tonight. 4 successes.
Okay. You stomp his tongue just up against a rung. He lets go and starts dangling by his snake tongue for a long time.
Now, I probably, admittedly, I should probably have told you, you know, no funny business or anything like that. One of those little gangstery things. I figured you weren't going to be stupid enough to try that again. But no. So.
Okay.
You on here? Yeah. All right, yep. Let's go. Come on now. We're going to continue along.
He climbs down the rest of the way.
Okay. Now make me big again. We'll pretend this never happened, and you can go off on your own.
He bites you in the exact same spot. And you start to grow.
Fuck me. I'm gonna holster my gun and just get the fuck out of there.
Okay. Hixton, are you doing any more shopping?
I think I've bought most of the need and sold most of the stuff I can have.
Okay. So you guys wait around for the rest of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get my finger back.
Yeah.
So what'd you pick up?
Sticks it back on you.
Stuff.
No, not that one. This one. I show him another finger. Another stub.
Okay. He sticks it on the stub on your elbow.
There you go. Wait, what? but I have two stubs. I'm not sure where the other stub came from, but you know what? Whatever. So we're getting out of here?
Yeah.
Alright. What'd you... Whoa. You got a, what'd you get?
Like a place to put stuff, and I'm just gonna lift them up real quick. I can do this.
That's, wow, man. What'd you give up for that one?
My soul.
So much.
Ah, you never needed that anyway.
No.
Not really, right?
Yeah, you weren't using it.
You weren't using it.
Jackass.
Alright. Let's go home.
Yes, maybe. Go home.
Right?
You sit around for a long time until it's 7 o'clock again.
Okay.
Your snake bite wounds hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So, what happened there, Eddie?
You know, I'm not trying to make this into a thing about race, but I don't think I like frog people.
Ah, they're assholes.
Yeah, they're assholes. Okay. Hey, listen, if anyone ever tells you to go to the second floor store, there is no second floor store.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking
train. No, there totally is. Ricardo literally inserts his beak into your conversation.
Oh, hey, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, you just have to get really small and you go up the drain pipe and then there's
and then
a second
they put a worm in your ear, right?
Oh yeah, they might try to enslave you.
Yeah, that was the one. That was, okay, so what's actually in the second floor store?
Oh, a lot of stuff, but it's not under the jurisdiction of the Goblin Market because it's outside the train. So, legally, they can do whatever they want.
Jesus, you fucks in your technicalities. Wow. Oh. God. You got any more of that mead?
Maybe.
I'm gonna pour it on my wounds.
Not really the best type of alcohol to do that. Good here.
Yeah, good point. I take the bottle and just take a huge swig of it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. You get drunk on mead, waiting for it to be 7, and then you inglamorously jump off the train. Ash doesn't come with you.
Hey, are you missing someone?
No.
No, yeah, the dude who came with us, our time.
He's by himself. Who gives a shit?
I give a shit. He helped us out. Well, he helped me out. I'm not sure about you.
I'm sure he's fine.
I'm not so sure, but... Alright. Whatever, man. I'm gonna, I need, I don't think I'm good to drive.
Good, you're walking.
Oh, you might want to consider allowing me to ride in your car so that you can.
You might puke.
Bye,
I
promise
Eddie.
You I won't puke.
Are we off the train yet?
Yes, you jump off the train. And leave your drunk friend.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking serious?
No drunk person that I know.
Ugh. Alright, whatever. Fine. Fuck you. And I'm gonna go stumbling off into the night.
No puking in my car.
Nope. Yeah, I'm already gone. I don't know where I'm going, but yeah. I'm going there.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna drive home.
Okay. The next afternoon. That afternoon, Ava shows up at Gwen's apartment. It's kind of an inglorious place in Augusta, just a little apartment. However, you know from past experience that it is connected to a place in the hedge where she has her own garden, where she grows both magical and mundane drugs. She opens the door to let you in. You recognize the people who are already inside. There is Arthur Swain and someone else you know whose name I will look up.
when I can. Yes, Roger Waller, who is another Spring Court member and the barkeeper at the Olive War Twist.
Oh, okay.
Seriously? Seriously?
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, seriously.
Was that something you planned, or was that just something that was in, like, you came up with it?
It's in my notes from, like, a month or two ago.
Okay. I was wondering if it was the case, like...
No, I knew nothing of Changelings the first time I ran Nightingale Archives.
I just think that's, alright, I'm done geeking out about that.
I nod a greeting to everyone.
Okay, well, now that everyone's here, we can get started with some rather unfortunate news. Someone broke into my private stash.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Broke into my house, through my door, into my hollow, and stole some of my plants. And I am a little concerned.
There's someone else there.
Get these people. So,
well, my biggest clue is that someone knew where my stash is. And the fact that they didn't steal my most potent supplies or my most valuable. They stole something called the Long Dream. It's a plant that's a sleep aid. It produces vivid dreams. Of course, in a moderate dose, it is poisonous. Highly poisonous. And I'm a little concerned.
I agree. It's not good.
So, you are my most trusted people, and I would like your help.
Of course.
I will, of course, be making inquiries with the monarchs. Arthur, I want you to work over some of the old guard. Roger, you have your contacts at the bar. You know a lot of the changelings that I don't normally have contact with. And Ava, you already have an in with some of the new arrivals. I'd like you to stick with them and make some discreet inquiries if you could. Thank you. Frankly, this is very concerning, as I feel someone's out for murder. With all that's been going on lately, we can't ignore that possibility.
That is true. The last two, quite right close together.
Yes. Let's not make it three.
Let's make it four.
Okay, well, did you want anything before you leave? I'm sorry, I'm a terrible hostess. I didn't offer you a drink or anything. Some fruit. We've got a lovely crop of thrush apples coming in.
The thrush apples.
Oh, they're pain relieving and they're healing and they take you on a bit of a mystical journey.
Oh, my cat trap works.
It's a magical mystery tour.
She goes into a closet for a long, long time. And comes back with two fresh-picked thrush apples that look like regular apples, except they've got weird kind of stiff, like, furs on them.
You're about to go on a magic carpet ride, dear.
You should cut those. Don't eat the skin.
Okay. I'll save them for later.
All right. Well, thank you for coming, everybody. Hopefully we can get this done quick and quiet. Now, how about we have some food?
she sits everybody down. She is not much of a cook, so she orders takeout for you all. And just generally puts on some music, you chat, have a few drinks, eat and make merry. And that is where we will call it for tonight, because Kevin is a jerk and makes plans on my night.
We're kind of running late tonight.
You know what you should do? Make plans to learn about the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, really should.
Right.
It's okay, Kevin. I only really know the Phantom Zone name. I don't know anything more about it.
Well, tonight is the night of magic pre-release, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ryan is. Are you going to the shop that Ryan runs it at, or?
No, fuck. That's in Narragansett.
In Narragansett. That's why I was. Well, I was curious. I didn't know if you were going to the Incredible Pulp or if you're going to the Game On.
Game On. Yeah, I'm going to Game On, the one that's like 2 miles from my house.
Okay.
They hold it at IHOP, Thatcher Adams.
It's just that, you know, he's getting judge points for it and stuff. Whatever. Who cares? Anyway, experience.
Yes, you all get 3.
Yeah. Wait, I learned things. I learned that this man is insane.
What man?
RJ McReardy.
Yes, RJ McReardy.
Oh, okay.
I also learned that Eddie is kind of gone on the deep end.
Hoping that I remembered.
Okay. Someone's stealing from Lady Gwen.
I learned about the existence of the second story market the hard way.
You learned never to trust anyone ever again, just like the gargoyles, except they never actually learned that lesson, did they?
No.
They
were supposed to learn it again and again and again and again.
You're the one who has to leave. Again. Shut the fuck up about gargoyles.
Who needs a soul when you can get what you want?
You. Is that the answer?
That's a good moral.
The answer is you.
I'll be fine.
Okay. So we all get 3 experience points?
Yep. Turn the dark order off.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Ava, you turn it off.